Does Dr. Schumacher think painting a home visit progress of Amanda Etheridge, last name Etheridge, Amanda's Manda, date was the 20th of October, that's October 20th, 2022, place was a private residence. The paragraph, Mrs. Etheridge was seen in follow-up of a hospitalization where she was treated with pneumonia, period. We had done an x-ray Thursday that was reported to us as clear, but then she became short of breath and started coughing profusely and went into the hospital, period. There, an x-ray showed that her lungs were whitened out, period. They suggested pneumonia, but it could also be atelectasis and fluid, too. In any case, it got better, period. Her tracheostomy was changed, period. She was in the hospital for about 7 days, period. She is better in her more recent repeat test. Like, it just showed slight edema, period. Currently, she has less cough and her lungs are clear, period. It was also noted that her potassium was a bit low in the hospital, period. They say that she doesn't think the oral diuretics are sufficient, period. There's not any pain and there's no chest pain, period. There's no aggravating factors for this, but she does seem to fill up with fluids very frequently, period. She's no longer on a home ventilator, but is on albuterol by nebulizer 2 to 3 times a day and has a vibrating vest, which helps her with her secretions. New paragraph, she is paraplegic from an accident many years ago, period. She is said to have anterior cord syndrome at the cervical cord, period. She has some use of her arms, but not very well with her fingers, as they tend to be in contracture, period. I am able to straighten them out most of the way, period. She has hypertension by history, but that's controlled at the present time, period. She's had multiple deep vein thromboses and pulmonary emboli, so she's on a fixed band, period. Currently, there's no bleeding, period. Her meds were reconciled, and there's no major change from when she was in the hospital, period. She's on albuterol by nebulizer 2 to 3 times a day. And her meds include Bumex 1 milligram twice a day, Mitodrin 10 milligrams twice a day, Protonix 40 milligrams daily, morphine 15 milligrams extended release 3 times a day, metalazone 10 milligrams daily, pregabalin 150 milligrams twice a day, Ativan 0.5 milligrams as needed 4 times a day, Clorcon M 20 milliequivalents twice a day, apixaban 5 milligrams twice a day. The paragraph past this is positive for the quadriplegia, pressure ulcers, tracheostomy, hypothyroidism, gastroesophageal disease, anxiety, depression, anterior cord syndrome, quadriplegia with some partial use of her arms, chronic midline back pain, neurogenic bladder, hypertension, inferior vena cava stenosis, bowel nephritis, sepsis. Surgical list includes appendectomy, colostomy, cyst removal, PICC line insertion, med port insertion, nephrostomy, spinal fusion, tubal ligation, ureteral stent placement. New paragraph family list, your father had cancer and myocardial infarction. New paragraph examination, she is not distressed or as ill appearing, she's awake, alert, and oriented. O2 saturation 98%, pulse 75, blood pressure 116 over 78, temperature 98.4, respiratory rate was 16, head and neck, oral mucosa normal, ears normal, eyelids and conjunctiva normal, neck supple, no nodes, she has a tracheostomy, lungs were clear to percussion and auscultation, cardiovascular normal, soreness 2, no gout, no murmur, abdomen soft, non-tender, no organomegaly. CNS, cranial is normal, sensation is intact. Saying that cranial nerves are normal, sensation is a bit variable. She has no use of her legs, and they're totally paralyzed, period. Sometimes there's pain. She feels pain there. Upper extremity sensation is mostly intact. Just slight contractions of her hands. Musculoskeletal is negative for joint inflammation or fusion, and skin is negative for wounds and is dry in general. New paragraph assessment and plan. One, this is, so she keeps getting recurrent pneumonia or pleural effusion. She also keeps getting atelectasis with whiteout of her lungs, period. They were able to successfully treat her at genesis, period. It was suggested to her, and she requested that she get a referral to genesis for Medport by intervention radiology, and she's intermittent LASIK at home because her urine output is not that good, and the oral meds do not seem to be keeping the fluid out of her lungs, period. I will see if that's feasible, period. She has a tendency to hypotension, and this is unmited at 10 milligrams twice a day, period. She has chronic pain, alkalinity, morphine, sulfate ER, 15 milligrams three times a day, period. She has history of multiple deep vein thrombosis, alkalinity, apixaban, 5 milligrams twice a day, period. She has gastroesophageal reflux disease, alkalinity, protonics, 40 milligrams daily. She's on pregabalin, 150 milligrams twice a day for neuropathy. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.